Gardeners in the Northland, man, they've got to be hardy. It's warm and it's nice and then it's cold and then it's snowing and then it snows and then it rains and then it's something and it can be a little bit confusing. The only man who can make sense of it on the line with us this morning, Tom Casper, Master Gardener and Big Shot. Hey there, TK. Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
So I'm the only I want it to be two Saturdays ago. That's what I want.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. Larry Weber says he's got crocuses poking up their little heads.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw his first dandelion?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how we just adore the first dandelion?
Yeah.
And after the first dandelion, it's like, dig them out, poison them. But the first dandelion, do you remember at recess when you were a kid and the first dandelion pops up and it's like, wah!
Yeah. And, well, you know, and dandelions have become really not so hated as they used to be, I guess you could say. People are realizing that they're pretty important to the bee population that will be out in just a few weeks as it does get warmer for some of their first crops that they can forage. So there's a lot of push now to eliminate or significantly reduce the spraying to get dandelions out or the digging to remove them because bees really rely on them.
Are people concerned about bees or did they just discover dandelion wine?
or you know, dandelion salads, all sorts of different things that dandelions can and are being utilized for. So maybe it's a combination of both of those.
Maybe you and I should do a cooking show once in a while. And you could, you know, come on with like dandelion recipes and quackgrass recipes and, you know, sumac recipes and stuff.
Sounds like I would do all the cooking and you would do all the critiquing.
Yeah. What's your point?
Wow. Yeah.
No, you would do all the research and then I would just pass judgment.
Yeah.
In a judgy kind of way.
It sounds appropriate.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. All right. Interesting. Yeah. So what are poor gardeners supposed to do to keep themselves entertained while they look out the window and the snow isn't disappearing quite fast enough, and it's really, really muddy, and what should they be up to?
Well, now there's a lot of good things going on, really, for the gardeners. St. Louis County Master Gardeners have an event coming up this Thursday, I believe, at the Holy Family Church in Lincoln Park, and it's a gardening for families event, and it costs $20, and there's food and stuff, but they do some gardening activities, and it's about getting kids excited in gardening. And you can call their extension service or go online to their Minnesota Extension and type in St. Louis County and find it pretty easily, but that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And then next week, believe it or not, the home show already starts here in Duluth, and Jan Hibbs, who's a local gardener, extremely good gardener with growing with organics, well, good gardener in general, but has a great deal of knowledge in growing organically and with little to no use beyond what she can find in her garden or find for reutilization. Her and I are both speaking at the home show next week. I am Friday night and she is Saturday afternoon. I'm talking about gardening through the seasons in our area.
Well, now I'm going to have to be at the home show, as a matter of fact, and I was planning to bug out early, but now maybe I'm going to have to stick around a little bit.
Yeah, you'll have to stick around. So that's happening.
Do you want to be heckled? Am I allowed to heckle?
Yeah, I don't mind that, you know.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I usually heckle back. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So as long as there's free heckling going on at both sides.
All right, so, that works.
Yeah, so I'm speaking Friday night, 7 o'clock, and she's speaking Tuesday afternoon. We'll both be at each other's to help, but she'll be doing the Tuesday afternoon on organic gardening. So I'm anticipating big crowds for both of those because there's a lot of interest in gardening. And then also at the home show, in my other public entity, we are recording our first of the season Great Gardening Show with PBS, doing that live at the Home Show Wednesday night, so folks can come and sit in the audience and watch the show being recorded. So the audience will be live.
Yeah, and heckle.
There's a better chance for heckling there, because then they can hear their heckle on TV.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's the point of heckling if you can't watch it back later?
Yeah, okay. Last year we did that, and there were women of all ages yelling, "I love you, Tom!"
I'm surprised you were actually been able to continue with the recording. Usually that sort of thing just, you know, people are just throwing their, you know, women throw their gardening gloves at you and...
Yeah, I had a pruner thrown at me. That was a little dangerous.
So
those events are going on. As far as gardeners ourselves, now is the perfect time in the yard to be carefully walking around like Larry Weber does and noticing that there are some things coming up, the tips of crocuses or the tips of even tulips if they're in warm spots. Doing that, and also this is the perfect, ideal, probably the best conditions we've had in years for pruning those fruit trees, apples and pears and cherries and stuff like that. This is the ideal time to be doing that, and really in a couple of weeks that part time of our season will have passed because of the warmth. So getting out and doing that pruning that you notice needed to be done or that you've thought about doing, getting that done this I would say by the end of April to early April. By the end of March into early April.
Okay, so you're kind of running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So, I mean, we're really into the season. Folks that are seeding tomatoes, that's coming up here in a week or so, too, if they want to throw more tomatoes than they can shake a stick at, and certainly more that can be offered in any of the current local greenhouses for opportunities to enjoy some unique, interesting tomatoes. That's getting started now, too, and lots going on. Exciting times in the gardening world here in the Northlands.
All right. Well, there you go. And see here, I just thought it was kind of gloomy, and as usual, you proved me wrong.
I like doing that.
It's opened sort of my
way of heckling.
It is. Opened my eyes to all of the fun that the end of March can bring. So
yes.
The plan is make your membership pledge before the 30th of March and then get out there and prune those fruit trees, darn it.
Yep, I know I'm sending mine in.
All right, attaboy. All right, TK, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks then, all right?
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners here on Northland Morning. He's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society.